a good start in terms of start thinking about the withdrawal of the MONUC troops from the DRC. A peacekeeping force cannot be there forever. They will have to gradually think about withdrawing. So by extending the mandate by 6 months, it gives us the time to think about the withdrawal strategy, which we had to discuss jointly with the United Nations and so forth. So we think it's a good thing.
Ambassador Mpoko, President Kabila has requested a drawdown or a disengagement plan from MONUC, also saying 6 months. Is your government prepared in terms of protecting the ordinary Congolese if the mandate of MONUC is extended by 6 months, as the UN Secretary General has said?
Well, as we speak, Congo has the country has been returned to peace and stability. We don't have an issue of national defense at this point. The country is at peace. The issue we have now is an issue of public order, which requires more of a police type action rather than the military. So we need to continue to train our forces, our brigades, and we are hoping that the international community will continue to assist us in building up a very strong army. But in the meantime, we need to put emphasis on the training and deployment of the police forces so that they can maintain a public order. So the time frame which the Secretary General has declared, it gives us the opportunity to think about all those issues. We have to think about the parameters for the withdrawal, the gradual withdrawal of the MONUC forces. It's not going to be a sudden withdrawal. It must be gradual. So we think we're on the right track.
Ambassador Mpoko, how prepared is your government, particularly with ensuring law and order, as you described? What steps is your government putting in place to ensure these programs that you have are well established because of these remnants of armed groups who are trying to bother some of the residents in DRC?
Yes, those are internal issues, and we can deal with them. We have to concentrate our efforts in defending ourselves against any foreign external threat. And these threats, I think, have been contained, the external ones, because we are now in peace with our neighbors in the East. Therefore, we can now concentrate on the internal order, and that requires the training of the police and the security forces instead of the army. The role of the military is not to keep a public order, it's to defend the borders of the country. So with the assistance of the international community, I think we can reach that objective.